Blog Talk Radio.
I see my dogs on the block, I salute you. Yes, you's a soldier, yes, you's a trooper. I'm trying to get this money, I'm trying to get us paid. So when the money comes and I can get my dog straight, just be patient with me, homie, just keep waiting on me, homie. And I promise one day we all gonna be off the block, homie. We'll be dining in the mansion, can you imagine? Everything fancy, two models daily, dancing, dripping on the pole with no panties. I'm having big dreams for my dogs and my family. I'ma get us right, dog, just keep your head up. Everything will be good when I get my bread up. Yeah, I know you fed up, the stress is taking its toll. I know you in hard times, your rent running low. But look, I just want you to know, I know life knocked you down, but I'ma pick you up off the floor.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Look, don't you worry about a thing. Everything gon' be changed when you get up out the chain gang. When you come home, I hope I have some cash for you. Man, you my dog, so you know I'm gon' spoil you. If I give it to you, you ain't gotta pay me back. Cause you know if I got it, then you got it like that. I'm just being real, man, you know we family. Just to be honest with you, you're like my second family. Yes, indeed, sip your liquor, smoke your weed. I'm plotting on the plan so we all can live free. Sight on one go, gotta get my paper right. Cause I've been thinking lately, what if I die tonight? I wanna rest in peace when I'm gone, pressure's on me. I do this here for my family and my homies. Just remember me when I'm gone. We'll all meet again at the gates of heaven when we gone.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Look, man, I know you're going through certain trials and tribulations in your life, but you gotta keep your head up, dog. When I get right, we all get right, you know what I'm saying? I know you're going through some shit, man, but just imagine us eating in a mansion, you know, doing all the things we planned on doing when we was getting older, you know, the dreams we had. I'ma get us, I'ma fulfill them dreams for us, man, when I make it, just remember that.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs.
Hey, hey, you guys are here for another episode of Glowing Folks Business. And that was This Is For My Dogs by at JDirty100 over on Twitter. If you're feeling that music, you can go over there and follow him and follow his music as well. And this is Follow Friday, so you can follow me over on Twitter at TweetyBird, BYRND334. And make sure you go over and do that for the hottest in internet radio on Tweety Bird Central. I'm glad to have you guys here with me this morning. We're going to get into some throwback Raw Folks business with Hey Rue and Chick Chronicles and a few other people. So you guys, hang on tight and see what you think about this. We'll be back in just a minute.
With OG on the Royal Seas Radio Network, Raw Talk Radio on Wednesday. It's 9 p.m. I woke up and I managed two of the Coke Boys. I got a disturbing call. French and it was in Philly. It was a show up there. Everything was all smooth and kosher. Niggas just rolled up on them and just started bucking. Two people got hit. One of my niggas got killed. And this is ridiculous. What's up with these niggas out there in the state? You know what I mean? Motherfuckers are trying to kind of leave that street bullshit alone, and motherfuckers is jealous because they can't have what the next man has. That's some senseless bullshit in this industry shit.
Yeah, it is. Craziness.
Man, that was a mouthful.
retarded. I mean, I got a call from my nephew who's with another co-manager. Hey, man, I almost got killed. The homie, you know, I ain't going to say too much on air. The homie, you know, next to me died. I'm like, what? Man, I'm like, you don't want to wake up to no bullshit like that. These niggas are throwing, the niggas are part of that corporate shit. They used to live that street shit. They left that alone. You know, this is make niggas not want to, you know, leave that shit alone, get back into the raw shit, the streets. If niggas gonna still hang on you, why do this? You know what I mean?
Right.
Some bullshit.
Wow.
That's real.
I just wanted to share those thoughts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear you had to be woke up with that. Seems
yeah.
like a lot of things is going wrong on this follow Friday morning.
real, you know. I flew down here in the South in North Carolina. People, women are beautiful. You know, it's all. I didn't see not one incident out here in Charlotte, not one. And there's all kinds of things. Everybody named Mama. You know, since you guys don't know, the CIAA is like the Black University equivalent to All Star Weekend. So it's all kinds of shit popping on here, and you think that, you know, there's gonna be some mayhem. It's all cool. So why can't we be like this everywhere? You feel me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, well, what we're doing over here today, this morning, is we're getting into grown folk business topics. And do you have a grown folk business topic you just want to throw out there so we can elaborate on it a little bit this morning?
What do you mean by grown folks topic?
Any kind of topic that grown people talk about. We talk about sex. We talk about finance. We talk about the ghetto. We talk about anything we can think of that has to do with grown folks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the grown folk topic. This is for the ladies. Ladies who are involved with men in the industry. You know the women are going to come. You know they're going to flirt with you on Twitter. You know it's going to happen. So why be jealous if you choose to be involved with a person that got some type of notoriety? You feel me? And works vice versa. These models, these dancers, you know, these singers. If a man got a woman in the industry, don't be upset because people come at them. So my question is, why do people expect a person who's in the limelight to tone it down? You feel me? You know, because it's entertainment. Your fans want notice, you know. So you got to do some flirting. So why be jealous of a person who's in the industry and they have to make those type of moves and maybe sometimes, you know, flirt with someone on Twitter or whatever, you know, hug a fan, whatever. So why be jealous of a man or a woman who's in the limelight and you can't take it? Answer that.
Okay, so I guess the question that we're looking at here is, why is it that I guess you would choose to be involved with an industry person and then have some type of reaction because of the flirting that has to go
attention.
On?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess we can talk about that. What do you think about that? Do you think, have you ever, you know, kind of liked somebody that was mainstream or kind of in the limelight that you kind of got jealous when you saw a couple tweets or messages or whatnot?
Not really, but truly, I will say this. If for anybody that's involved with somebody that's in the entertainment business, I think that comes with the territory, but at the end of the day, you have to be able to separate your personal from your business.
Yes, yeah.
You know, that's just the far as I could go with that. You just got to be able to kind of separate the two. You know, I really don't believe that an entertainer has to do that if you in a relationship with somebody. It's just a simple thing of separating both sides. You know what I'm saying? Because I think an entertainer could be with someone without having to go through all that rah-rah and the bullshit. That's just what it is at the end of the day. You know, I guess that's the standard, but, you know, I mean, for me, I believe that you can separate both.
Yeah,
and you should be able to separate both.
I think so, too.
And the reason why I put that out there, because, you know, I'm on Twitter, and my Twitter, by the way, is MacDrama1017. And I actually go whatever out, everything that goes on. You know, I'm a person, I put it out there, you know, the good, the bad, and ugly. And so I got some lady friends, oh, you in the strip club, or you know, I got a lot of twices, Twitter wifes, women who wrote me on Twitter. And one of my main, she hits me on the text, and she stalks the woman I talk to, say, I'm with him, I'm like, don't take her no mind. And then she'll text me, why are you doing this? I said, listen, I'm not going to ever see these chicks. If I do, you know, I won't even recognize them. Come on. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm to a point I'm telling her, you know what, this is enough. You know, I got to move on because I can see if I'm physically with that person, you know, interacting, but come on the social media network, it's ridiculous.
I can say that to a certain extent.
I mean, but then at the same time, you got to take into consideration, man, that if you're making your main feel like, you know what I'm saying, like if she unsure of her position in your life, then that's what the problem is, man. If she know for sure that, you know what I'm saying, she home, you really don't have to worry about that. And, I mean, you can say, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but whatever you're doing, you're not doing the right thing. Because when your woman's secure, or even for that sake, it's not that a woman question, because men date women in the industry and they just regular dudes, or just, it doesn't have to be no industry. You could just be a nigga with a certain type of swag, or female with a certain type of swag that got, you know what I'm saying, having fans just on the strength of who you are and how you conduct yourself. You know what I'm saying? And, like, if you don't make your main, you know what I'm saying, feel confident in any and everything else you do, man, it's suspect. So it's like, man, I really don't get that. Me personally, I don't get the whole Twitter wifey and all of that, because by having a Twitter wifey, you make your real life wifey's position, you know what I'm saying, a little bit less. You know what I'm saying? When you use the title wifey for anybody else, no matter what you put in front of it or behind it,
I don't call
them
that. They call themselves that, but I feel what you're saying. You're correct. So I guess I got a head in it too.
It's not what they say to you. It's what you say back. Because a woman can tell me how she want to lick all over me and do all these different things, or a man can tell a woman how he want to lick all over her and do all of this stuff on Twitter, Facebook, or in person, walk up to you in a club and say all that. The problem come in and how you respond back. Dig what I'm saying? When you flirt back, it's flirting, and then it's like opening doors, like cracking open doors, offering possibilities, leading people on. Dig what I'm saying? And the problem with leading people on, especially if you're an industry person, is you put your woman in danger for some of these crazy chicks.
Yeah.
Chicks,
you just taught me a lesson, bro. You know, what I need to do, because I'm not serious about this young lady, I just need to let her know and let her go, because I'm a flirt, I'm a player, and it is what it is. I shouldn't be
kind of
serious,
though.
Right.
You know,
they had a discussion in this group that I'm in on Facebook yesterday, and they were talking about couples. This one lady was like, my partner doesn't think I should be in any groups on Facebook, and I don't think it's fair, and this, that, and the other. And I was like, well, I think it depends on what type of group it is. And I said, and at some point you got to have some type of trust, you know, with one another, knowing that, you know, it doesn't matter really what is said in the group. You know, you don't have to partake in any of all of that flirting and all of that other extra stuff that goes on in those groups. You have to know that your partner is your partner, you know. So, yeah, that was a discussion that we had in a group on there just yesterday. And I don't know, people going through it about these groups and social sites or whatever with their partners. I personally feel like if you're in a relationship, there's no need for you to be on a dating website.
And Twitty B, that should be secondary. I feel like these social networking sites should be secondary if it's not enhancing or benefit your career or what you're doing or your business. All that should be secondary.
That's true.
Exactly.
Things that you wanna do. Sweet, 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 sweet. I feel like to love her. Sweet, 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 sweet. Girl, you know I want you. Follow me every minute, girl, every second. Send me a direct message. Get back at you in a second. Oh my, my Twitter, hit me on my Twitter. My Twitter, hit me on my Twitter. My Twitter.
with. Girl, send me a tweet. Pick at Keisha, at Lisa, at Taya, at Christine. And ladies, you can follow back at Grits, GNC. Retweet. I like to love her. Girl, you know I'm for sure. Follow me every minute, girl, every second. Send me a direct message. Get back at you when I take you on my Twitter. Hit me on my Twitter. My Twitter. Hit me on my Twitter.
Everybody for tuning in with us this morning for Grown Folks Business. Make sure you continue to do that every Friday at 10 a.m. with me and my guest co-host, the God Heru. You can follow him over on Twitter at Heru Kuti Reborn, and that's Heru Kuti Reborn. So make sure you go over and follow him. You can check Big Verb out on Wednesdays for Verb's Moment of Clarity at 6 p.m., so you guys make sure you check him out, too, as well. And also we'll be doing Manic Mondays at 6 p.m. on Monday. So you guys make sure you keep on listening to us, and we're glad to have you as fans, listeners, supporters, or what have you. Make sure you tell other people about us and have them check us out, too. Any indie artist that would like to submit, you can send your bio and songs to TweetyBird, BYRD334ALA at gmail.com. And make sure you add any links that you want promoted with that also. Okay, you guys, we're going to holler at you. We're going to get out the door on some of this You Should Know by At Yali World and also Number One Fan. So you guys, we'll see you next time for more Grown Folks Business.
I just want you to know, no matter what they say, you're all queen.
I think that you should know you're naturally beautiful. You don't need to change a thing, my lady.
Uh-huh.
My lady.
Okay. Look. I remember when I first met you. It was right when your ex left you. That was no fun, but we can have fun. If he was step one, I should be the one you step two. He had you thinking like,
no one wants me.
TV and magazines don't help. They got you thinking like,
I'm so ugly.
Now you looking at me like,
Why do you want me?
What? No, girl. You shouldn't feel that way at all, girl. Cause you gotta believe you's a certified queen. That's it, that's all, girl. Yeah, you really shouldn't worry. I understand that he took you on a journey. He left you with your self-esteem on blurry, feeling unworthy.
I think that you should know you're naturally beautiful. You don't need to change a thing, my lady. Lady, reading them, my
on asking, should I get bigger boobs? Or should I get a tummy tuck? I dated chicks from the double D's down to the eight cups. You look good, so you really shouldn't give a say. Hey, do you like this dress? Keep it real. Does it make me look fat? Does my butt look big? Should I take this back? Wait, stop the track. Ain't nobody got time for that. Damn, if you my girl, I'm taking care. Cause the past who's to me, yes, it's hard to compare. To be treated like a queen, yes, it's probably rare. Having respect, making you smile, yeah, it's only fair. Yeah, TV say you ain't purdy. Magazines say you ain't curvy. So let them have their way. It's mind games they play. So at the end of the day,
I think that you should know you're naturally beautiful. You don't need to change your thing, my lady. My lady. Mind makes you beautiful, ladies, did you hear me? Your body makes you sexy, face makes you pretty, your mind makes you beautiful. Oh, I think that you should know you're naturally
in this club, flashing money for some love, but I approach you with respect because you got it. So tell me your desires, materialistic or small things that get you higher. I don't mean to come off bias. My perception start changing when I got closer to your body. I want to hit the lobby, flee this club without my posse. Hold up, see you ain't got me thinking right, but in another sense, that seems kinda nice, yeah, the night is young, way younger than us, beautiful girl, you deserve to live it up, in debt.
One.
That's what I represent. What's that? Fanatic.
Okay.
Now since I sit and stand for you, just wait for me to enter. Make you quiver like a blizzard when a jacket. Your efforts keep me humble. I space out with my clique. And you don't ever trip. That's why I treat you like the shit. Now together we make perfect. Come together like my verses. Follow orders, I coerce it. Till the day we leave our surface. Hold up, See, we ain't got a detonate. I touch your soul, now welcome to the afterlife. I tap my name, near you dripping wet. I'm in the stands while you drip sweat.
Baby girl, you got it, you got it.